No, Mr. Chairman, it's a continuation.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I was made aware that there is a proposal to potentially fund the State Engineer's Office operations out of the water development program. And I clarify, I'm assuming water development account one. Don't know at this point what the proposal is.
So I'd say the answer is out of both accounts. Not necessarily a proportional share, but I think when you're looking at the funds, it primarily would come out of one.
Okay.
You may address both if you.
Okay. So.
And I'm just saying, and probably just for purposes of our, if you do that, just take it proportionally into the income of both accounts. And or if comment on whether or not if it came out of both. Or some portion out of two, provide us your comments on that as well.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, when Don contacted me this morning and said you'd like to visit about that, I put together I call it a chronology, but just a very short one pager that you should have, and there are two sheets behind that which are the project summary sheets for this year's omnibus water bills that are going forward. But I thought I might just walk you through this chronology very quickly. And so.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I'm trying to.
Looks like this.
Titled State Engineer's Office / Water Development Program Funding.
Yes, it's on the desk.
It was just given to us, I believe.
I think I put it on the desk.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had already put other papers on top.
All right. So just real quick in terms of the chronology that I put together, state engineer position was created by the Constitution. So from 1890 to 1994, the state engineer's office was funded out of the general fund. 1975, water development program was created. 1989, water development accounts 1 and 2 were created. And prior to, from really the 1980s, there was a funding formula. I'm not aware of it, but certainly severance tax dollars flowed into the water development program. But in 1989, it was recognized accounts 1 and 2 were separate, account being for new development projects, developing new water, versus account 2, which was for rehabilitation projects. Then from 1995 to 2004, the state engineer's operation or funding for that operation was then pulled out of water development account one. And I think it's important to note that in 1995, state engineers, and this is an annual expenditure, so 1995, the SEO's expenditure, $4.4 million for that year. In 2004, the last year in which it was pulled from water development, the state engineer's budget was $7.2 million, and those are rounded numbers. 2002, revenues to water development account 1 and 2 were capped in the present funding formulas, and I didn't have a chance to go back and check the actual dates. It could be 2003, but I believe it was 2002 when the funding streams to water development were capped. And they were capped in that our stream comes from the severance tax distribution account. We get a percentage of that account. When that account fills to the amount of $155 million, then those diversion severance taxes move elsewhere. They no longer flow into that account. So Water Development Account 1 currently receives 12.45% of the $155 million account. That equals $19,297,500 per year. Water Development Account 2 receives 2.1% of the account. That equals $3,255,000 per year. At that time, Water Development Account 3 did not exist. Also, for revenues into those two accounts, any unspent balance in the account, interest is accrued, is invested by the state treasurer, that accrues back to the account. And then over the years, Water Development has made a number of loans to municipalities, irrigation districts, and so loan proceeds, loan payments that come back, are reinvested back into those accounts. 2005, Water Development Account 3 was created. It receives 0.5% of the distribution from the severance tax distribution account, and that's equivalent to about $775,000 per year. So then, from 2005 to, I said 2018, but current times, the state engineer was funding was removed from Water Development and went back into the general fund. In looking at the state engineer's budget, the current biennium budget, less his 8% cuts from last spring, the estimated fiscal year 2018 appropriation for the state engineer's office will be $12,550,000 in round numbers. And that's significant because it is 2 to 3 times higher than what the appropriations were in the 1990 to 2004 timeframe. So it will have more of an impact on water development projects going forward. To give you a sense of projects, and this is where I've based this strictly on Water Development Account 1, but 2017, so the two omnibus bills that are going forward, there are 29 proposed projects for Water Development Account 1 funding. Those projects are valued at $26,545 and some change. 2018, the anticipated, and my office makes a revenue projection for each year of the biennium, and that's what we base our project, available project funding on. So the anticipated Water Development Account 1 funding from all sources in fiscal year 18 is $23,800,000. We also have a number of non-project expenses that are pulled from Water Development Account 1, the first of which is my office's operation budget. And the annual amount is $4,290,000 and some change.
So before you go on with that, your non, so that's off general fund budget, operation expenses are $4.2 million?
Mr. Chairman, on an annual basis, yes.
And that's over and above your biennial appropriation of 26 odd million?
Mr. Chairman, yes. So that $4 million, it's in the form of an $8 million biennium budget request, goes through the standard budget process, submitted to the governor, is made part of the governor's budget, and then ultimately appropriations considers that budget.
And do you have a history on that amount? In other words, in 1995, what was your off-budget expenditures and 2005 and so forth?
Mr. Chairman, I do not have that information with me, but I can provide that to you.
It'd be pretty, I mean, I'm curious about it because it puts it, obviously this puts a different inflection on our consideration of it, but and so that would be useful for us to know. On I'm looking at your, where did it go? Anyway, proceed.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, continuing on with the non-project appropriations that come out of Water Development Account 1, we provide...
So before you go on, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what do you do with that $4.2 million?
Mr. Chairman, that is primarily paid in salaries for the employees of the Water Development Office, funds the cost of the Water Development Commission, pays for the building that is leased space that we are housed in, vehicle expenses, the standard 200 series, 400 series funds. That's all of our operational costs.
Do you know when that was, those operational costs, or how long they've been under a separate appropriation outside of the general, your general fund budget?
Mr. Chairman, As I understand, that budget has always been paid for out of Water Development Account 1. And I do not have that history, but we can provide that as well. The agency, and I do have a number of staff members here, but it's my understanding that water development has not ever been funded with any general fund revenues. It's all been out of that dedicated funding stream for water development.
And so, Don, I just want to get my wrap my hand around this. We can let him finish, but I'm just curious about those funds and how much it's been and over time. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Harry. I'm just trying to keep things in line and a track as we're going along. So please proceed.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, continuing then with non-project expenditures, by statute, Water Development Account 1 funds one-half of the local match share for the drinking water SRF program. And in the current biennium budget, that's about $1 million per year. And those are funds that are budgeted in state lands, but the funding source is Water Development Account 1. And then the Department of Ag also gets a direct appropriation from Water Development for their water quality testing program, which they pass through to conservation districts, which fund kind of their TMDL efforts whenever a TMDL is proposed for drainages in their conservation district. So currently, the subtotal for non-project expenditures is about $5.6 million, about $5.7 million per year. So then I took a look at the anticipated funding for 2018 at about $23,800,000. Subtract the non-project appropriations from that, and then also subtract, if the proposal going forward to fund the state engineer's office at $12,550,000, what my projection is that will leave in Water Development Account 1 approximately $5,500,000 for projects. To put that in context, under 2017, our 29 projects, we're currently proposing to fund $26 million in projects. So the impact to our ability to fund projects out of Account 1 will be greatly diminished with that. And again, I largely point out that the state engineer's budget is much larger than it was in 1994 when this first transfer of funds out of water development to fund state engineer happened. So that's really my thoughts in a very quick fashion that I developed this morning. The two sheets behind that are, again, the project summary sheets on the two omnibus bills. And if you look at those, the first one is the planning bill. You see those projects, the first two groups of projects that are being funded out of Water Development Account 1. The third group of projects are being funded out of Account 2, actually the second and third, and then there's a group of projects being funded out of Water Development Account 3. And that same spreadsheet format is then used for the construction bill. And so just wanted to, Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to read each of those projects. I was here earlier in the day, so I will provide that listing of projects for you and let you read those at your leisure. But at that, Mr. Chairman, I'm here to answer questions and discuss the proposal.
Mr. Chairman.
Well, let's go with the chair first, co-chair.
These down at the bottom of the page, Water 3 account, the feasibility studies, there's five of them. Are those five part of the governor's 10 for 10 program?
Mr. Chairman, those will represent really the – If you go to that second page, there are four projects there that we're pursuing construction funding for, a large price tag that total about $96 million plus dollars. Those, I'm reading Big Sandy, Middle Piney, Alkali Creek, and Levitt Reservoirs. Those are the first four of the governor's 10 and 10 proposal.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the projects that you point out in the planning bill, those potentially represent projects 5 through 10, 5 through 9, they are candidates for to fill out the second half of the 10 and 10.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I'm cross-checking numbers. He's got 2,000 for State Engineer's Office expenditures of 7.2 million. At that time, the general fund dollars, we spent 400,000 basically. At that time it was still under water one basically. And so in 2005 is when it switched out. Is that correct? Switch back into the...
Mr. Chairman, I believe that is accurate. One modest side note, if I might. The SLIB, which is the second bullet under 2018,
uh-huh.
as part of their proposed reductions to the state revolving drinking water loan program, that amount becomes a biennial number as opposed to an annual number. So
that's
the 1,070,000.
And then if you add water development two to this, to your calculations, how does that modify your subtotal? The bottom of the page.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
And then you'll have to have another list of accounts affected, I presume.
Well, Mr. Chairman, those projects are all in those two spreadsheets. The accounts 1, 2, and 3 are shown. So, Mr. Chairman, on my one-page summary that I gave you, severance tax distributions into account 2 are capped at total $3,255,000 per year. But again, any interest and loan proceeds into account 2 would also accumulate that. And so our projected revenue for fiscal year 18 in account 2 is $4,700,000.
So that would leave a total at the end of the day of the total expenditures you have available is roughly $9.5 million, $10 million. I'm just adding that to the $5.6 million, right?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
Further questions? Just go to the Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director, a couple quick questions, please. I'm on the second page of the handout materials at the bottom of that. You have the West Fork Reservoir in Carbon County.
Mr. Chairman, yes.
What is the anticipated total cost of that reservoir? I'm deviating a little bit from our line mm-hmm. of questions here, but I have a reason. If you could.
Mr. Chairman, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, the total cost for that project is now estimated at approximately $80 million.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Director, and how long is that project expected to take?
Mr. Chairman, we are seeking currently, this is a reappropriation of the design and permitting dollars. And we expect to spend several years, I'm going to say 3 to 5 years, developing, going through the NEPA process, acquiring the federal permits. We have Forest Service lands involved that would either have to be acquired, potentially a special use permit, land exchange, those discussions. So that would get us to a point where we would be ready to pursue construction funding. I should also tell you, and this may come up in the debate relative to this bill, that with the Little Snake River the way it flows, the West Fork project is a tributary to this Little Snake. It flows out of Wyoming into Colorado, flows back into Wyoming. And so there is the potential to ultimately benefit lands in Colorado. And I have spoken to my counterpart in Colorado to say we're developing this reservoir. However, when we get to the point where we're pursuing construction funding, you can anticipate a request from Wyoming to participate in the cost of this reservoir. And so that and that funding sharing has not been discussed any further than that.
Okay. So follow-up, Director. So I don't know, have you taken care of the effluent outflow from the old copper mines in there yet, or is that still going to be an issue?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, we have spent now really the last 3 years looking at that issue in detail because our concern was, and for those of that you may not be familiar with this, the Ferris-Haggerty mine, very famous historic mine in Wyoming, sits upstream of this reservoir site. And as water percolates through the ground or enters the mine from cracks in the surface or mine entrances, it picks up copper as it flows through the mine. And so in the spring, during high runoff season, more water through the mine, higher concentration of copper, it's carried on downstream. And the concern was we did not want to build a reservoir that would become the copper sink, where that copper would accumulate in the reservoir, and then at some point, whether that's a turnover in the reservoir, that copper would suddenly come out of solution and then flow downstream, and then it would be the reservoir that would be considered the polluting party with regards to copper. Our analysis shows that that will not, in fact, happen, and we are working with DEQ to look at using potentially some AML funds to further mitigate the impact of the Ferris-Haggerty mine on that drainage, i.e., trying to reduce drainage, going through there, looking at some passive treatment processes, natural treatment processes. So that's an ongoing discussion, but we believe we're now ready to move forward with this reservoir.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, so, Director, I know how popular and unpopular this project is. What would the net effect on your budget and the accounts be to not build that reservoir?
The current appropriation that we're requesting is that $6.2 million. That would be the immediate effect. Okay. And those are dollars that are currently being requested out of Water Development Account 3, the Dams and Reservoir Account.
So it wouldn't have any impact at all on what we're doing.
No. Okay. Thank you, Director, very much.
Representative Somers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just on your Water Development Office budget, $4.29 million, how many employees is that? Because I can't remember.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Somers, including myself, there are 25 positions.
I think Representative Larson was next. But go ahead. No, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director, following a little bit on that, so looking at the Water Development Office costs there, and so I'm going a little bit astray from the information that you have right here, but just thinking of the costs of your office, so I pulled out the 2017-18 budget, and I see that there's $658,000 for space rental. Could you tell me about your offices? That seems like a lot of space rental.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wilson, I can't give you the square footage, but the building is located, if you go out north Yellowstone, at about Gardenia, first road to the east is Yellowtail. There are three office buildings that sit between North Yellowstone and Yellowtail. We are located in the third building south of Gardenia. Two floors. The lower floor is partially utilized by the Board of Registration for Engineers and Surveyors, but downstairs is a large conference room where the commission meets from time to time. And all I can tell you is that that is the building that Water Development has been in since the early 2000s when the agency was kicked out of the Hirschler building and told to go find leased space. Mr. Chairman, Representative Wilson, I would say no. because if you look at that downstairs area, when the commission meets, and they meet several times a year in that space, we have audiences that can run anywhere from 10 people to 150 people in that room. And so that is the conference space that we utilize. Aside from that, I can't say that we have maybe one spare office at this point in time in that building.
Further questions? Oh, we're getting tired.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is your recapture policy on a grant, you might say, if a community is doing a water project, putting in extending a water line, then you do a 70-30 grant or match on the grant. What is your recapture policy on that 30% or on that, yeah, on the first 70%, excuse me?
So, Mr. Chairman, Representative, the current funding program for projects in Account 1 and 2 are that the Water Development will fund a 67% grant, and the remaining 33% is considered the local share. For irrigation projects, which are principally Account 2, we will loan them the dollars. The stipulated interest rate is 4% on those loans. We are not any longer providing loans to municipalities. Instead, we are referring them to the Drinking Water SRF program. So that's how that local share is being funded. A municipality could use their own resources. They could go for a loan through the Drinking Water SRF program. With regards to the grant, there is no recapture. It is a grant from the state of Wyoming to promote water development projects.
So this is not. Okay. Yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to get my finger around it. Further questions? Senator Lannan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just real quickly, Alan, thanks for all the information. It's really helpful to those of us who haven't been around it that much. The state engineer has to be involved in a lot of these projects, maybe every one of them. Is that, can you talk about the relationship with the state engineer's office? I just don't understand that that relationship. So,
Mr. Chairman, Senator Landon, the state engineer's office, and for some of you that may not know my history, I served as the deputy state engineer for 9 years under State Engineer Terrell. So I do know their operation reasonably well. They are a regulatory agency charged with administering water within the state. And so before anyone uses water, so drilling a well as a water source, or building a diversion structure to divert water, or building a reservoir to store water, you need a permit from the state engineer's office. And his operations, I would say roughly a half or so are the administration part in Cheyenne where they issue those permits. They review applications and issue those permits. The other half of his staff is for water regulation, and those are the water commissioners and the water superintendents that reside around the state. And so when somebody says, my 1890 water right is not being satisfied, they can place a call, and it is those water commissioners that come out and regulate that water. So how that interfaces with the water development program is that we are funding projects to develop water within the state, and each of those entities, before they drill a well or develop a new water source, reservoir or a diversion structure, they have to acquire a permit from the state engineer's office. And in a number of the planning studies, we will interface with the state engineer to determine if there's water right questions so that we encapsulate that in the feasibility study, so to speak. But we work together side by side, but there really is not, in my opinion, a dual role. We need a permit to develop water. My program funds the development of those projects.
Amazing. Further questions? Okay. I think that the I think the evening is draining us. Either that or our job. It's never any fun to see what we're cutting and playing with. So it's tough.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would just say that I'm anxiously awaiting your decision with regards to this proposal. So,
the world awaits. Representative Somers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And you delineated the duties between the two agencies, but I've always wondered in my mind why you two aren't in the same agency, frankly. It's a common mission with different tasks, and I just I wonder over time, has that conversation ever been had? And I'm, you know as much about water in the state of Wyoming as anyone. I'm just
so, Mr. Chairman, if I might comment on that, I think having separate agencies has an important distinction here because it is the state engineer that administers and regulates water in this state. And so I think there's a potential conflict, not necessarily a large conflict, but if I am – my program is promoting and funding a reservoir that needs a permit, there may be other water right holders that feel there's an issue there. Is there a conflict? We might get involved in a project that's looking at transferring water rights. Those decisions all come before the state engineer or the Board of Control, as the case may be. And if I worked for the state engineer in that context, I think it may be viewed as tainting his decision-making with regards to state-funded projects. That's my off-the-top-of-my-head take.
Further questions? All right.
Good.
Appreciate it, Harry.
Okay.
Thanks for staying late. And we will do our best.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks, Member Mate.
So that concludes the joint JAC. We were going to have a little bit of discussion next with our between the House and the Senate to kind of run through our conversations that we've had for